Stop! He surrenders.
Good, aren't you? Yeah.
Sorry about your little friend.
And then I was saying, dying. Okay, stay where you are. Drop your club.
Okay.
Not on me.
He puts it down beside him.
Don't hit him.
Yet.
I'll wander over to him and make sure he's not bludgeoning
missile. He's blushing. He is very, very injured.
Yeah. If I'm matching missile, the bastard, I can get him from this distance and I'm not lawful good.
Well, I'll bind him so he's not going to die.
Right, use healing.
Yeah.
Thank you, little man.
That's quite alright. What are you doing attacking us like that?
It's Bragdor's room, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. We just needed the water. That was all.
Bragdor's room. Well, I thought there was only one of you.
Okay.
I was there. I thought I could take you on, but there's more of you than I thought.
You bastard!
Yeah, I'm going to voice from the dwarf in the corner.
The halfling, I was going to say something rude.
Of course, you're not a bad man after all, are you?
No. Bragdor just likes it in things with his club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, spirit there.
We've managed to hit lots of things so far. Would you like to come round with us, perhaps?
Oh.
If you wanted to hit things.
No. Bragdor happy in Bragdor's room.
Oh, okay.
Safe water. Food come.
Dad, you better stop.
Excuse me. Get visitors now and then. And sometimes Bragdor eats them. But not all of them.
I find how these dwarfs come.
He's going to eat them all, isn't he? He's an ogre. He's going to grind the bones to make his bread and all that sort of business.
I have a question. Why is he cockney?
Is he?
Yeah.
No. I'm very sorry if he's cockney.
The half-orc's cockney.
I like them, I do.
He's more...
Do you know what's doing that all there, Frank Butcher?
What? Yeah. Columns. Biggins. Like this, but no water. Same again at next room over.
Nothing to hit?
No. Bragdor likes this room where water is.
Oh.
It's quiet in the last room.
Quiet?
Quiet. Don't like that. Scary.
Anything else in there?
Can't hear nothing coming.
Oh, well. Hey! Okay. Right. Perhaps we should all rest and swap stories.
Okay.
Probably won't be able to understand these people. And you might like to apologise to this dwarf here.
I'm sorry, little man.
Hey, big ogreish bastard.
I want to learn giant.
Try and kill me, will you?
How do I learn giant? Tell me how to say hello.
Hello, ogre.
I say, Steve can tell me the word for hello in ogre, and I'll say hello.
Hello, tiny one.
What did he say?
Hello, tiny one.
I'm not tiny, I'm big.
He stands up. He straightens his back.
That looks aggressive to me.
Yeah. Just watch the magic missiles in the face, I'm telling you. Let's see what he looks like.
Yeah,
it's a picture. What, is that your picture? Oh, the picture in the Monster Manual.
Yeah, it's the picture in the Monster Manual.
Is it Monster Manual 1, not Monster Manual 3?
Monster Manual 77. He looks like... If I can find him, I'll from the best work.
We defeated without killing.
Yay. He chewed a lot of that, actually. It's quite frightening. Not very...
Not
very D&D.
We're very eco-warrior.
He looks like that.
Oh.
Oh, he's kind of cool.
What?
Bragdor.
Of course.
Yeah. Bragdor.
Bankrupt,
yeah. I thought he was saying back door. Like, I must get to the back door.
Let's get back door.
Right. Do you mind if we rest here a while? We won't interfere with your room apart from some of the water.
Okay.
And I'll have a chat with you. Make sure you're not lonely.
Okay. Bragdor, all right?
Hello.
Hello.
I run away.
Can I have a chat to you about being good?
Okay.
You're going to have a long haul with this one. Long haul. It's going to take a lot of chats to get Bragdor to good.
What is your earliest memory?
Eating things.
Pretty right up now, your mother.
Eating things. Namely me.
I love my mother.
Well, are you asking Brangdor anything specific, or are you just chatting to Brangdor?
Just chatting.
Okay.
Brangdor, how to get out of this bloody dungeon?
That's fine.
Where's the exit? Where's the exit to that bloody place?
Failing! And everyone. It is kind of scary.
Back door!
Bastion, can you ask him how we get out of this dungeon? We haven't found the exit yet.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, you keep forgetting that we're trying to get us out of this place.
Back door. We have rapidly known the way out of this place. Well, how did you get here?
That would last for a
while. Going with orcs.
No, those in the room back there.
Orc leader. Orgar.
Orgar.
Yeah. Guard this room for Orgar. Brangdor does.
Oh. Where do we find Orgar?
Down there somewhere. Got lost, I think. Lot of monsters in here. Don't affect Brangdor much, though. Brangdor got his club.
You bastard!
Did he just brandish his club?
Patted it affectionately.
Any excuse, magic missile coming online.
Can I come and try and pick up his club?
Yes, you could try.
Okay.
It's a huge great club.
How big is it?
It's actually a large great club. It's not that big. It's probably about as big as the orc.
All orcs like to boast.
I'm going to try and lift it and probably get everyone to happen.
Your two sides can probably lift it. It isn't that heavy. It's made of wood, but...
Look how strong I am! Squash.
Squash.
That's all my food problem for a little while.
Let's just say Brangdor has a strength of 21.
Ouch.
Ooh.
He can pick me up.
Yes. I can pick you up.
Can you ask the nice ogre man to put me on his shoulder? How would it look?
That is dangerous to hear his mouth.
I want to look from on his shoulder.
We have a look at the picture of his mouth again, just to be reminded how big that is.
Fancy would like to sit on his shoulder for a while, if that's okay. She likes heights.
Okay. Reaches down and picks you up.
I think she just likes big men.
And he sort of pats you. That's with the hand inside of you.
Hello! Everybody look where I am. It's a bit smelly up here. there's something crawling in his ear.
You might like to take that out. You might like it
for dinner.
To be removed.
What is in his ear?
Maybe it's bloody flame for all we know.
There's all kinds of mank on Brangdor.
I'm not going to go poking his ear.
I have one hit point. I wish to remedy the situation.
You're doing well,
I'm going to climb down him.
Okay.
Okay.
He just sort of puts his hand on the floor so he can get to the ground.
I'm not the healthiest person in the world either.
Oh, okay.
Stop talking
to Brangdor. Doing your job with
the clerk. Yeah, having a chat with the person who beats us the crap out of us.
This is
alright. Yes, don't chat. Go on.
I must say one thing about this adventure that I do appreciate is a lot of things ask for parlay, which is quite nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like they will fight to the death. They fight to the death. You get its pie, etc.
NPCs are there to be killed.
That
you still get the XP.
I think
you leave him alive, you still get the XP.
You should go on it, it's like a ride.
It's not the best stuff.
Yeah.
If they don't die, how do
he has a large grit club and some manky armour that's too big for you.
Okay.
You might have other things.
I'm not very happy with him right now.
Try and pick his pockets.
I might fall in.
Yes.
He's very nice, although he does have some crawling things in his ear.
Yes. He has great potential to be turned to the cause of good.
He's my friend.
You know, if he'd hit you with that club, you'd have been about this thing.
You just scared him.
He took a good chunk
out of you. Scared him, I just having a bloody bath.
He only does 2d8 plus 7 with his great club.
That hole.
Yeah. And he's pretty good with it, so he's plus 8 to hit. He's plus 12 to grapple.
Oh my lord, we're just outmatched.
Yeah, let's arm wrestle the fucker.
All
of us.
Maybe, just maybe.
Let's have a spelling bee competition, we'll have beat it.
So, Brangdor, what are you talking about? Anything? Just sitting, resting? You're resting a whole watch, as it were.
Do we need to?
I don't think so.
I'll speak to you back now.
Coughing blood.
He talks to you happily about ogre stuff.
And bowel movements.
I talk to him about being good.
He appreciates the advice.
But
you get the impression it's a pretty alien concept.
That's fine.
Brangdor tends to like to eat things that stop moving after he hits them with his club. And that's pretty much the extent of what Bragdor does on the day.
I'm going to draw him a picture in the sand.
Okay.
The dirt on the floor.
Okay.
I'm going to draw him a big sun and Bastion and them shaking hands.
Very good.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. And then I'm going to sign my name. Oh, can I read?
At the moment,
yes.
Strike.
Anybody, everybody.
I can make an X.
Everybody's literate here. Yeah. Only barbarian style literate.
Yeah. And half orcs.
Just none of us read the same languages. That's all.
Yes.
You're all common. Literate. We just can't.
You're all common. What more do you want?
Gavin. I'm a friend.
Yeah. I think it's time to move on.
Yeah.
I don't like being around this big, smelly ogre.
Shall we check the other two rooms?
Check the other two and see why it's quiet.
He hurt my body. Never mind his bloody feelings.
Christopher Lambert.
Hey, Chris.
See if I get to do my diplomacy thing.
With a bit of
roll on, we're on a diplomacy check. See if you can move him.
20.
That'll
be a will save.
He needs to will save. What happens if he fails?
He needs to fail another six of them.
And then what happens?
Then he turns to a nuclear.
Oh! He gets an 11.
Hey, that's one.
Oh, my lord.
Your plan is to burn everything. In the dungeon.
You know, this dungeon's going to take 2 years.
Yeah, it's going to convert everything
in a dungeon.
It's not going to kill anything, it's just going to sit in a room and convert it to good and then move along.
Look, Satan, you were very naughty, but you can easily give it.
Tom understands you.
I've got an
I'll steal your rags.
Sorry, I don't kill.
He doesn't care.
Oh, not a naked cleric wandering around glowing all the time.
The problem is he couldn't
wow.
The only reason he wears his rags is for common decency. If he didn't have to own them, he
you
wouldn't.
You know that you glow? Does everything glow?
Yeah, the sun shines out
can
his arse.
That's right.
Place where the sun don't shine, you don't have one.
The door to the next room is open.
Oh, good.
I want to look.
It's the same size, in fact, it's slightly larger than the other one. By. Oh, God.
I make a mental note not to go back into the ogre room.
Well, we're going to have
it's
to.
It's big.
I think we're going to have to come out of
it's,
the
back. Again.
It's a very big room. This is.
Bigger than this one.
90 feet long. It's the same height, north-south, it's 90 feet east-west.
Whoa, I see the other end of it.
Nope. It has pillars in each corner.
Is it lit?
There's pillars in these two corners.
Is it still dark? It's only lit by our torches and him glowing in there.
Yep, it's pretty dark.
Oh boy.
I comedy tiptoe in.
I can't see the ends, even in dark vision.
My comedy tiptoe in.
Me, Mario!
Kill him!
What level is Mario?
Depends when it starts the end
of
the game.
Yeah.
It's Mario.
And he's got a dragon with him! Kill it! Bye bye, Yoshi.
Oh, I thought
okay. Sorry, I'm looking at the back of the book, don't mind me.
That's a bit frightening. Yes, we'll just skip to the
back. We'll use this monster now. Right.
Okay.
There are two.
Follow down.
You can see two pillars, one to the north and one to the south, in the corner of the room. You assume, as Bragdor mentioned, that there were pillars in each corner, and there are two on the opposite side.
It's a bit dark.
It is, isn't it?
Can't do something about that.
The room is even larger than the previous one, and much like it, for all intents and purposes, this room has two large pillars that you can see, and two you assume at the other opposite corner.
Should we spread out and search through?
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Okay.
Okay. You search out. The pillars look very similar to the ones that the water came out of, except that there's no groove and no water.
I want to go and look at one.
Okay. It's a smooth white pillar.
Cool. Is there anything around it? The bottom of it? Anything on the way to it?
No.
Hit it with a stick.
I'm going to just randomly look around then and make my way to the inside of the room.
Give me a search check.
Well, I'll let the half of me just getting all the cuts see in the dark with me.
Mm-hmm.
13.
You're fine with him. The pillars are very nondescript.
Apparently there's a door at the end of this room as well.
Oh.
And there's a room that's very quiet, apparently.
Yeah. Are you going through the next room?
Yeah.
The next room is 60 foot by 60 foot, like Ragdoll's room. Four pillars dominate the corners of this large room. Again, exactly the same as the other ones, not ones with water on. Total quiet exists in this room. Absolutely silent.
This is the one Ragdoll the ogre talked about.
No sound at all. You can't hear your footfalls, you can't hear yourself breathing.
Can we speak?
You can speak, but no sound comes out your mouth.
I recognise this fact.
Yes, you do. Surprisingly, this is a silence spell.
Ha!
That explains the lack of noise.
My character jumps up and down and goes, I can't speak, I can't speak.
Yes.
And frantically mouths, I can't speak, I can't speak.
Yes.
Ah, yes, the international
language
of mime.
Starting to mime now.
Yes, I'm going to go and hold Bastion.
You're going to hold Bastion to
lead out of the room.
Okay. The second you step out of the room,
it's a spell,
you can speak again.
I didn't like it, maybe.
There was a door on the opposite side.
Ooh.
It seemed to lead out into a corridor, you noticed.
Ooh. Right. I feel that. Was there anything else in this room? Was it lit? Not lit?
It was as dark as the rest of the room. It's not absolutely pitch dark, but you need lanterns to see, really. It's dim.
Nothing jumped out from the next room?
Nope.
No good.
Not a thing.
Right, we're bored with this room then.
Wonderfully.
Mm-hmm. Where are you heading?
Just through the other side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go into the room, would you like to check the door when we get to the other side?
Okay.
So I won't be able to tell you that later.
Okay, if I start waving my arms like this, it means run.
The door on the other side is actually slightly open. It leads into a corridor, very similar to the one that led into Bragdor's room. It runs back down to a turn to the right, to the south. Yeah. And it continues up quite a distance, with a left turn there, and then continues into darkness.
And if we go back down, make sure it joins up.
It does. It joins up. You go through a door and you're back in the room where you fought the Sturges.
Excellent.
Back to us, Tertung.
I think we've been here before.
Indeed. So, the option of this very long corridor here, this very long corridor here, or this secret door here, or the room opposite the bull, over the rubble.
Should we leave the long corridor?
Continue
on.
Go back down
to places
that
actually connect on.
No, I'll leave
the long corridor for the time being.
Okay, well, go with the half-hawk. I feel too weak
to make anything else. How many hit points you got left, you big woman?
Six.
You're fine.
Yeah. Less than half.
Be thankful, you're a wizard.
I know. I'm a combat wizard with a big miss.
Clearly, I'm a combat wizard. Quite
hard. I've got a bit squished.
Very squished.
Perhaps you might consider taking some levels of fighter.
I'm a wizard. Don't do that kind of thing.
Yes. You've done more fighting than casting spells so far today.
I'm saving the spells.
So, you. Where are you heading? Secret door, rubble, or long corridors?
Probably secret door.
Secret door.
Back to the secret door. You go back to the bed chamber, which has the bed, the stool, the table, all that sort of stuff in it.
And a wall with a big S carpet.
And there's a partially open secret door.
Yeah.
Which leads out into a corridor.
Going
it. You follow the corridor, slightly to the south. It takes a left turn, and it comes up on another door. This door is closed.
I will detect any traps that may be on it.
Make me a roll. Search, please.
Search.
Whoa, natural 20!
You don't find any traps on the door.
Ha, that is a natural 20!
It appears to be unlocked.
Good. I go in.
Okay. You are standing in a corridor. You're actually ahead of you, it continues, and it also continues to your left. So you're actually at a corner. Ahead of you, it takes a right turn, and on the left-hand wall there is another door. Up to the north, you can faintly see another door at the end of the corridor just as it turns again to the left. So you're here. You see a door there,
and a door there.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
We bring a blackboard.
Well, yeah, okay.
Because I don't want to see the rooms because I know where they are. But there's a picture hook behind you.
True.
And I have a blackboard at home.
Blackboard.
So I think that would be better.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a bit, it's spoiling it a bit being able to
okay,
see.
Okay, no problem if you've got a blackboard.
That idea of yours was really right. good. That scratch off one.
Yeah, I the scratch off. Brilliant.
Anyway.
You can actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow. There's a door there, and there's a door there.
Okay.
The door that's nearest. This one?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me jump forward a little.
Is that door?
The door to this room is open.
It's a book door.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I right, anyone walking in this corridor best give me some listen checks.
We're all walking in it, what the hell?
21.
My ears fall off.
Listen. And the dwarf listens with a very bad roll. Just forget about that.
The dwarf hears nothing but the sound of his own
complaint.
You bastard, I don't complain. What are you talking about? You think I complain all day long? Me, I don't complain.
Yeah.
There's some bloody blood in my ears. Funny yoga.
Bastion, you hear
the
sound of what could possibly be speaking. Coming from the north, you should actually look up and you see the door is actually slightly ajar. You think it's coming from that room to the north?
Put my hand on Valen and shh. The people behind me.
You all vaguely hear the sound of speaking. You cannot tell at this distance what language it's in.
We should. Yes.
I will move silently ahead and go and find out and see.
Are you going up to the north then? That way now?
Wherever the sound is coming from.
Okay. May move silently and check.
Yeah, sure.
I thought that was what we were doing. I thought we were moving towards the sound.
You were moving towards the eastern door, but the noise is coming from the north.
Oh, it's coming from there.
Yeah, okay. So it's from this door now. You're out in the corridor. You can hear it.
Would you like me to go for the noise? Okay.
Okay.
My move scale is 14.
Yeah, at 14 on
you
that roll.
You lot just better be careful. I might not be able to do much.
The thief.
Sneaker bunny.
Absolutely silently heads up the corridor.
And she doesn't even look like she's particularly trying.
How far do you go?
So I can hear what's being said.
Okay, you can start hearing. What languages do you speak?
I speak common, halfling, gnome and elven.
Right, they're speaking a language you don't understand.
Orcish.
It sounds much more high-pitched.
I'll keep going until I can see them.
Okay.
Yeah, around.
Okay.
I'm keeping the same role.
You're going to draw me this on. I don't know what you're going to do. Bear with me a second.
Corridor's 10 feet wide, aren't
they? These ones are, yes. Ouch. You hear the sound of movement running away from the door. The voices go silent. Whoops.
I'm going to appear in the door. Like this.
Are you peering round the corner?
Yeah.
All right.
So this is when like 12 people are looking at me.
May as well draw me this room. Steve, can you draw me that room? A69. Draw it on the map. Thank you.
That road.
Yes, it is a road.
Most of those are roads, aren't they? There's like an A20.
Also, a very rude. Never mind. Yes.
Ooh.
I don't like it when the GM says, oh dear.
No, when it's just the little stupid halfling waving at the baddies. Hello!
Steve, in the southeast. Oh, sorry, how are you doing? Are we doing okay? You're
over here, the rest of us way, way over there!
You lit up like a rubber.
You were pretty quiet, but there's some things you can't hide.
Oh, like breathing and heartbeats.
It's and smell.
You just had a wash?
Yes!
Yeah, I just had a wash.
Yeah, you had, haven't you?
You shouldn't have had that bean feast.
You shouldn't be able to smell me.
You're not completely smellless, you know. Even though you've just had a walk. Oh, you know. You're completely smellless.
Neutral scent.
That's like, isn't that an advantage?
Is it?
Do you want me to go get some kitchen rolls in?
Probably an idea.
Have you got a kitchen roll for?
Yeah, we should have. I don't
know. Right. You're the one that's in this room.
Okay. You're going to just leave me.
The bastard of war! Tom, flees the room!
I'm sure the halfling will come back if she has any problems.
Yeah. I'm sure she will too. She seems quite capable of handling us as we all botch our lesson.
Are we still drawing the thing?
Not kidding.
I think it's drawn, it's just not very understandable.
Just kind of confused by the other lines.
Steve has gone to get something to remove it.
In the southeast corner of the room, you see what looks
okay,
like...
Okay, where's the door?
I don't understand Steve's
drawing. That's a door. That's a corridor. That's a door.
And the room's beyond that.
Yeah,
I think this is the room.
Yeah.
Is it like a T-junction with the corridor to the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it looks vaguely right. I would probably be there.
Yeah, we're way back.
Is there.
Right then.
Brave Rogue is at the front.
Yeah. In the southeast corner of the room, which would be in...
So, north that way.
It's north that way.
Corner.
Which is north? North change direction.
That corner.
Yeah. This corner. Yeah. That very corner there, those four squares, 10 by 10, seem to be a small fort of piled up rocks.
Okay.
Piled up rocks.
That's it. Very good.
Okay.
Nothing.
Is there any animals?
There are things in here.
Oh, okay. So fine anyway.
Just Helen.
There's nothing in the on the surfaces or anything.
Might be just quick, but Helen might know where some stuff is.
Probably better just to get some toilet roll, Steve.
Ah, yes.
You'd only get moist in one sleeve.
Yeah.
Then went dry.
What a good idea.
Hand, so.
Wipe on, wipe off. Wipe on, wipe off. Sensei.
There are things in this room.
Mr. Miyagi, help us.
I'm sorry, I'm leaning on the... I'm sorry. Big, fat and bad. Very polished.
Okay, now that you've read for 10 minutes...
Sorry, there's a lot of expect you to come up here.
There is a lot. Yeah.
There's a lot of splurge in this room.
Why do you expect me to come up here?
It's only a fire up here. We don't know this, it's only Rogue who knows this.
Why? It tastes weird, and I don't know if it's me or if it's that.
Could be the cook.
It's a weird foreign cup, I don't know.
It's very sweet.
Is it tea coffee?
It's tea.
Tea coffee?
No, it tastes like coffee to me.
Toffee?
There's been a lot of coffee in the cup at some point.
Or key.
Coffee.
Success.
Tea coffee.
Okay. Toffee.
Yeah.
Toffee. Your
coffee. That's some rocks, so you don't need to put
those out. Right.
We were like, well...
All very good things, Dave. Very kind of you. You'd better make me some spot... you make me a spot check.
I'm peering comically round.
Let me read the description of the room. Large portions of the floor of this room are strewn with rubble, and numerous cracks in the wall do not suggest much safety. Rows of dark wooden bunk beds, most of them damaged by rubble, give some clue as to what this area was used for. Again, there seems to be an actual artificial pile of stones in that corner.
Artificial pile?
As in, it's been put there rather than just fallen there.
Right. Okay. There's a bit of a high YouTube left.
Okay, so what am I doing?
Make me a spot check.
I got a 9 and a 5, so 14.
You see some vague movement inside that cluster of stones.
Okay, I peer in a bit more.
Are you going into the room?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Doom!
But not very far.
Slam goes the door.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Help!
I think we've lost sight of the halfling.
Hang on, let me write down.
I frantically waved.
I need to write down what's in this room. Hang on.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's a glass door and we can see the water level rising inside as she frantically waves and swims.
No. Don't joke about that kind of trap, really. Just don't.
Water breathing, then.
Yeah, quick. Better take some skill feats or things than that.
It's not worth you joking. To be
quite
honest.
Maybe it's
happening.
Oh, my
God.
It's
for a biscuit. I'm quite upset that they got taken away from my
house. Oh. Go ahead, watch the chocolate hobnobs.
Go ahead.
I like chocolate hobnobs from the
Quiddies.
Hey, yummy.
Okay.
Hoblicious.
Hoblicious. They're hoblicious. Are they hoblicious?
Isn't a hob a folk term for the devil?
I believe you could be correct.
Right.
I need some movements down there.
Never mind. So I'm converting it.
Yeah. What, converting the devil's
I'm
chocolate from a
knob? Standing there quiet, yeah. Not moving, not breathing.
Mm. You get the impression that the rocks in this room provide you with some concealment.
I'm just going to stand still until something else moves.
Something's got to move. There's a sharp movement. There's a sort of sharp sound, like an order. And then you hear the...
Whistling barrows entering your body, no?
Well, actually, it's the
Well, no, actually, it's...
Oh, yeah. No. You hear the familiar whir of a sling. Some slinging occurs in your general direction.
We haven't given dice on the corridor. Pinochle or something.
Well, give me a... Pinochle, what an odd word. Right, I'm going to have some slinging at you, if that's all right. What's your armour class?
97.
97?
19!
Fairly high.
That one missed. That one missed.
It hasn't me unless I put my shield up. Mm. Which gets like a magic.
That one missed.
Yeah, I haven't done that much reason there,
that one missed.
I can't use my big fuck off.
That's a bit crap. sling stones clatter around you.
My bullets.
Yeah. Well, nick them out of the air.
So sling bullets. They clatter around you into the rocks, into the floor.
If we kill them, you can nick their bullets, yep. But they don't fire at you.
Yes.
Best charge in the melee. So
I'm just going to go. I'm going to wait. Is it a limited number being fired and then they stop?
Yeah, well, no, that was some.
Yeah.
You can't.
Is it going to stop now?
They've stopped, but you're starting to hear the whirring again.
Can we hear anything?
It depends. She's not going to shout at you, is she?
Guess not.
Oh,
my
action.
You're hitting a rock against rock.
Well, it's
behind
the door.
My action.
No, and then
run out of
the room. No, and
run out of
the room.
So I force your feet away.
Basically, the taunting
room
and then
listen,
running.
20. You hear four sharp.
No clacks.
A stone. Something on stone.
I've still got blood in my
Then you hear no.
You
no,
can
no,
still
no,
see
no.
the thief in the door.
Oh, right.
She hasn't shut the door behind her.
Oh, I thought she had.
No.
That sounds like sling fire.
Very good.
Running out of the room.
Captain,
you're running out of the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've taunted them.
You taunted
them? It was a definite no, you missed me, you stupid idiots.
Okay.
I'm running.
As the vampire army raises up from the room.
So thing was throwing things at me, but I ran away, so it's fine.
Oh, I'll kill it.
Yes, you're bigger than me, and it was doing... slings, it had sling bullets, and there were some rocks, and then I could hide in them, and then there's some rocks in the other corner, and they don't look like they fell.
I think Karun's just frustrated we didn't kill the ogre, and he wants to kill us.
I think we should kill it. It could come and get us in our sleep, we should probably go back and kill it.
No. I agree, I think that's the sensible and good thing to do, says the dwarf.
No, we don't kill it.
Balazar, please.
Can we kill these things?
Hmm?
I think they are bad. They didn't even say hello to me.
Well, neither did Bragdor, so we beat him nearly dead.
It's funny how nobody wants to talk to us.
Until we nearly kill them.
I think you're all...
I think they're just hungry and want to eat us.
Oh. They can eat you. You're bigger than me.
I'd be tough. Whereas I'm convinced your flesh would be sweet and tender.
No,
you've been having those dreams again,
haven't you? See, there's two ways I could go. You're the one to eat me or be rude at me, and either way is wrong.
I'm the one to eat you or eat.
Yes.
Wrong!
We were discussing that. If you're a half-orc and she's a halfling, does that make a half-orkling?
No,
or just an orkling?
Or a quarterling, if they're too hard.
Quarter-orkling. A quarter-orkling.
Quarterling.
Quarterling.
Quarter-orkling. Quarter-orkling.
Yes.
Getting jiggy.
Okay.
Yes. The pern.
Jiggy in the dungeon.
Yes.
You never know, we might get bored, so.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling it out.
In such a large dungeon, we have to repopulate it, I say.
Yes. What are you doing with this room?
We're going to need another generation.
What are you doing with this room?
Going to go in and kill the things that are alive that aren't us.
Fair enough. Move up to the door with whatever order you want.
Computer program you can follow that thing.
That's it, is it? That's the order you're in. Is that where we'll start from? Prepare yourself to enter, and then we're going to do initiative checks. You know what's there, so it's not a surprise. You know there's something there, so it's not going to be a surprise name.
Initiative?
Initiatives.
Ooh, 17, 18,
19. Steve, only three initiatives. Call them monsters 1, 2, and 3, if you would.
It's an 18 for the wizard Balazar.
Ha! I beat you. Imagine monster 19. 1 is going on a 14. Monster 2's have rolled a natural 20.
Oh!
And they're going on. Wherever
she's gone. 35.
No, they're not that quick. They're going on 21. And Monster 3 only rolled a 2. And is therefore only going on a very low number, a 4.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's failing.
I'm using my shield and longsword.
Oh, you're going. Oh, knowing there's missile fire.
Yeah.
Good plan, Batman. Yes.
Can I hold my action till...
You can hold your action till he's moved,
I want to be vaguely behind
you. You've told him the layout of this, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to be going in and moving as far best as I can towards that.
Okay. Area.
But it's M2.
Hmm?
M2.
Yes, M2 is done.
Yeah, he'd be holding his action until something happens then, shall he?
Groot.
Stop. You hear some sharp noises and... Four green balls shoot from behind those rocks.
Whoa!
Oh dear.
They impact upon you.
Green ball attack.
You're impossibly. They hit.
Are they automatically
hit?
Magic missile!
What?
I find you.
Four of them? Damn!
What is four? I got that right?
How many did you get?
Oh no, they're not then.
Three. Okay. Hell.
Two.
And you get one at first, two at the three at fifth.
Only two then. Jeez. Sorry. Scared the reserve. Scared me. 8 Ouch. Points of damage as they both impact on your chest.
You have to be in line of sight for Magic Missile.
Yeah,
you have to see him.
You see a little head pop up and then duck back there.
Do I get my action now?
Yes.
I see a result.
Oh yeah, Garou gets to finish his movement.
The door.
Oh yeah.
I get to see the result of that magic missile there. Sorry. Yeah, and I recognise it as a magic missile.
Well, you better make me spellcraft roll.
Okay. Okay.
Spellcraft
roll.
Assuming that there's no slowing down because of the crap in the way.
No.
Right, I'll get there then. 21
on spellcraft.
Magic missile!
No, I move more for charging.
You can't charge and you can't save.
I have to do an
Okay, I'm going to go my thing, which is 20.
Yep.
And while I'm doing it, I'm going, ha, brought my friends, but he's scared now.
And then we're on to Balazar.
Balazar's powering up magic missile and is going to poke his head around the corner of the room until he sees something he can shoot his
missile at. Need a periscope.
Yeah, I could do something, shoot, look around corners.
I have a mirror on a stick.
That'll do it.
I brought one.
Thank you.
I really did. I'm already in there.
That's technically cheating.
Your mirror on a stick.
Mirror on a stick for magic missile.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, damn. Alright, I poke my head just around the corner until I see somebody else poke their head up and then they get a full whammy of one.
So you're waiting to see someone.
Yeah.
So you're holding your action for a target.
Yes. Okay. Holding action for a target.
And then it's M1.
M1? Very good. M1. M1. Are you looking that way?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Three little heads pop up from behind the.
We play that fair game and smack them.
Yes, probably.
Whack them all.
Yeah.
Whack them all.
They pop up with three spinners and try to prod you with them.
Here we go. Magic missile. Whoa! 4 points. Splat.
You go. You hit one of them.
An error in the accurate.
So
pop back around the corner.
Well, two of them will have a go at you because there's only four of them in there. But three pop up.
Are they within my effective opportunity range?
They're just popping up. They're actually there. They're next to you. They're behind a wall. They're popping up behind the stones and stabbing you.
Why don't you go and talk to them, cleric? Hey, see how he does this time.
Goading the cleric is not a good idea.
Bloody
I'm healing you.
Missed.
Oh, I slipped.
Do miss you.
Sorry.
The third one at the back spinning his sling.
Ding, boing, ding, doing.
He just fires it down the room.
I catch it.
Miney mo, catch a thingy bird or whatnot. Wizard!
No!
No, he's probably going to miss. 12.
That'll hit the wizard.
That'll hit me.
Thump. You get hit by a sling bullet.
Lovely. How much damage?
It's not much.
Yeah, that's not so good at this level.
It doesn't want to hurt you. 2 points of damage.
2 points. Ow! That's a third of my hit points gone.
Who's next? Oh, hang on, there's another one to go. Sorry. There's another slingshot from behind the wizard. 15.
On who?
On you.
Me.
3 points of damage. You get hit from the front and the back.
1 hit point left again, bastards. Oh, get them.
Do you want to put some beasties on now? We can see them. There's 4 inside that little thing. Let's call... Yeah. Well, they're small. They're not packed in. They're small creatures.
This will take up a 5-foot square.
I know they still take up a 5-foot square, but they're not jam-packed. That one's standing at the back in the corner. He seems a bit more special. These ones have spears and slings.
He's got 3 levels of magic user at least.
There's something over in that end that you haven't seen yet, but it's there.
It's bigger.
It's not bigger, it's exactly the same, but you haven't seen it yet.
The miniature is bigger.
Yes.
And that is me.
It's you.
It's getting worse than the box.
Is that making you scared?
Yeah.
He's only got 1 hit point there.
Big woman.
Oh, 1 hit point! I can't cure myself!
Not really, it's not really accurate, but it'll do. What are you doing? You're gonna cure him, no.
Let me see what this spell does. I'll teach you.
Well, move to here.
Yep.
What can I see? I can see your name, people are
here. Yep.
But
you can't actually see them. They tend to dip down behind the cover when they've attacked. GK is not standing in plain sight going, hi there! He's actually dipped back now he's attacked.
But I knew this when the guy came over there because I could see the cloak.
Well, alright, you knew he was hit from behind, yes.
I shall wander over here.
Okay.
And see what's there. I can get to there.
Okay. Maybe a spot trick. Sorry, there's concealment and cover in the room, so...
11.
Yeah, that's how good is he at hiding? 16. Yeah, you can't see him. He's hiding in the... He's tiny, tiny. It's all part of the room. They've stayed here a long time. It's a fortified room. However, you may see that standing next to him.
Okay. Where they
are? Either side. Doesn't matter. There's like a dog thing standing there. It's sort of stone hunked down in the rubble.
I'm preparing another spell for it.
Looks like a dog.
Is it a gnoll?
It's not a gnoll. That's not. It looks like a dog. It's not actually a gnoll.
In which case,
it looks like a long dog.
Cast Bless.
You cast him Bless?
Oh, no.
Who does that affect?
It's a dash hunt.
All of you. Yeah. It's a dash hunt. It's not a long dog. It's not a dash hunt. How's the mystical wizard of mysticalness doing?
Apparently sleep's better.
Sleep is good. Everyone would like sleep.
Yep. Then that corner's going to get it.
Thought it might.
The bastards.
I thought it might.
You might like to go on the bridge.
Because it might hit him as well. Yeah. Right, how are we doing? Who's next?
Would be M3.
M3. Lovely. The dog thing stands up. Mm. Oh dear.
Oh dear. That doesn't sound good.
The skin on its face peels backwards. And it releases a horrible shrieking noise in your direction.
Oh, wasn't it good to work, I guess, bless.
Oh yes! Now then, the loud screech produces an unsettling effect that works like a scare spell from the third level caster.
Ouch.
So, give us a will serve while I look scare up for proper rules.
Probably.
14 plus.
You get partial. You get a partial effect.
Scared.
It functions like cause fear. Well, fantastic. That helps me an awful lot.
See cause fear.
See cause fear.
Cause fear. See cause terror.
Yeah. See scare.
I hate it. It's bad as all. They should never learn from things like Rollmaster and Vampire. All this cross-referencing does not work.
Cause fear. Necromancy. Ooh, dear. Becomes frightened. If the subject succeeds on a will save, is shaken for one round.
Yeah. You're shaken for a round.
Mm-hmm.
As it were. Technically, it can affect more creatures than that with its howl of evil.
Howl of evil. Which way to go with sleep?
Let me check if it can get to the wizard or not with that. It might actually affect more than one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you put out the new hand, because it had a black box.
It doesn't have a black box, no. Yeah. It's got a black box.
One living creature per three levels, not two. Yeah, it would be only one target because it's just a third level caster.
Yep.
We're all set. You're shaking for room. Yeah. It growls at you. Don't show your picture.
Yeah. I think I'm going to sweep the other side, to be honest.
You've never seen this before.
They look a bit more ugly. And Garut's at the other end. I don't want to get him.
Yes, there's that.
And he'd have to disengage.
That's what it looks like.
What is it?
It's a dog lizard thing.
Yep.
A bit ugly.
Get it lovely.
Ugly.
How are we doing? Who's next?
I heard that. In the heat of battle?
You heard that?
I heard that.
M2.
M2. Oh dear.
Doesn't it go on the same time as me and Finn?
For the night? It does, but it goes first.
Okay.
Right. There's going to be a whole lot of spell casting going on, I think. Oh. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Only one spell casting.
Yeah, there will.
What are you doing? Get off that.
Okay.
I'm being a thief.
What? Stop being a thief, you little monkey. Looking up the spells, we're looking up the spells, we like the spells.
Spell create flowers and fluffy bunnies.
That's actually the spell I was looking for. Yeah.
He would cast wizard armor on himself, which would give me an opportunity to kill his mates.
Yeah, that will work. He stands up slightly so we can see over the top and casts a spell. You're looking.
What is it?
He's looking in the direction, but you recognise the chanting. As a flaming sphere.
Uh-oh!
A reflex save then?
Yeah. Garage, give me a reflex save.
You shout and tell us.
Make no difference.
Do I get a plus one to this?
Depends what your reflex.
Not for blood, I'm doing that saving throw.
No, it's only a sphere.
Oh. Did not lots. 12.
It hits you.
No, 13. Oh.
It hits you.
26 points of fire damage.
Yep. This ball of fire
can't kill me.
Just erupts on top of you.
Oh, that's a good spell. I want
this. Is that an area of effect?
It just stays there until you try to move on.
Is that an area of effect when I'm next to his mates?
No, it's just the square you're in. Yeah. 2d6 fire, points of fire damage then. Boom! It's a lovely spell. It's a nice spell.
It is a good spell.
Two. Limbo! Snake eyes!
The fates are with us today!
2-1 Garut.
He's hard, he can take it.
And Garut.
Your turn.
Unless there's another M2.
No, that's it. Garut!
Can I hit that wizard? Or is he too far away?
He's there.
Bastard, too far away.
They're gonna move, Garut. Does that count as moving out of a threatened square?
Nope.
No?
That's disgusting.
No. Okay. Oh, it's just a 5-foot step.
Yeah, I'll do that, and I'll smack his mate.
Which one? One on the corner.
May as well.
Yep, go for him.
Oh, that's 22.
How does cover work? It's very cool. It gives him bonuses to stuff.
It's just wrong, I think it's
cool. Yeah, I think it is. Sorry, go on. 22 will hit.
I hope so. Just the 6?
Just the 6.
Yeah.
On that one on the corner. Very good.
Any more attacks? Failing.
Failing. There's a big flaming ball of fire
sitting
behind Garut, between you and them. You can't see through it though.
It's just still, isn't it? It's just sitting there burning.
No, it's just a ball of fire. Yeah, no.
Well, I'll sling.
You heard a horrid screaming noise coming from behind you.
Okay.
Options!
I might actually turn around and see what the screaming noise was.
Yes, you can have a mint option.
They're nice, aren't they?
What
I'm going to turn behind me and see what the noise was.
There's some horrid dog thing over there next to the glowing cleric.
Okay.
Has its head peeled back.
I'm kind of scared by that.
Yeah.
Ideal for who looks like us.
Steve knows what it is.
Not really.
Steve has no fear.
I'll go where I'm closest. I'll go and hit the group.
Yeah.
Where I know there's a group of people.
Where are you going?
I can't sling when there's nothing there, can I? No, they're there now.
It doesn't actually say the flowing sphere blocks sight.
No, but what I mean is they keep ducking down, don't they?
They do, yeah. They're ducking down.
What
the equivalent is they get concealment. You'll get a 20% miss chance to hit them, but they've also got cover, which gives them armour class bonuses. So they're harder to hit, and there's a chance you'll just miss.
Can I hold my
which makes action? It quite a difficult fight, all in all.
Can I hold my action until one of them pops up?
Yep. Well, they're just going to do back their action, so yeah. Yes. Yeah, you can. Okay. That'll just negate the concealment. Yeah. Yeah. But it won't negate the cover, because they're still behind the wall.
Okay.
That makes sense.
This fucker. I'm going to jump over this wall and smack that wizard ass into death. And then we're on two.
Two?
God, where are we?
Monster two?
No, for Balazar.
Balazar.
Balazar!
Balazar, the great wizard of one hit point, does what?
Dun-dun-dun! Sleep coming online!
Okay, where's the sleep going?
Will I hit Garut if I cast it?
I don't think I'm mind
he's the one. No, it won't.
Not when he's there.
Right. Going down Spellcaster's way. Take that.
You're aiming it on the Spellcaster square?
Yeah.
Yeah? How does it work? It's an area of effect, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Was it 30 foot?
No. It's 1 foot plus 10 feet per level, so that would be...
No, the area of
that's
effect.
The range. The actual area of effect is 10 feet.
That'll catch everybody then.
Yeah. How many hit dice?
Four.
Four hit dice. Starting with lowest hit dice first.
Yes. Yes.
They get a will save.
Let me check hit dice, yeah.
I'm going to get the wizard, is it?
Probably not.
Well, the wizard's at least...
The wizard's at least three.
No.
Three.
No. The two at this side.
Yeah.
Yeah, fall asleep.
That leaves us a little bit.
And what, do you have, still have a move left? Do you do anything?
Runs back down the corridor.
Bing!
They're actually leaving the room.
One point wizard.
Cowardly. Cowardly boy.
Not cowardly, maybe strategic.
M1. That's the other two. The one at the corner there pops up.
Haha, get him.
Get him, go on.
Haha. I get H plus 5, which is a number 13.
You missed.
Damn.
He goes to stab you with his spear, Mr. Garud. He gets a 10. He fails to hit you, Mr. Garud. The other one here...
bothered with the shield, they're shit.
The other one there, the one that's next to the dog man, runs at you.
Okay.
He's going to have a go with his spear. That's not a charge, it's only 5 foot, isn't it?
Yeah.
He gets a 7. How good is he?
Excellent.
You know what they are? They're kobolds, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. I forgot to tell you, didn't I?
Yeah.
The Wizardine men, they're kobolds.
They're doing bloody well.
Kobolds. They've got cover and stuff.
Is that all they've done, yet?
Yeah. There's only two left standing.
In which case, it's... me.
Go for it.
Fantastic. I
hit him with your stick.
Try and hit him with my stick.
I thought you might. Stick of doom.
Stick of not hitting this.
Woohoo! Yay! Natural 20. Cannon threat.
Natural 20.
12.
That will hit him.
Hooray! Critical! First critical.
Ghosty.
Oh, yeah.
6.
Yeah.
Oh,
yay!
No!
Definitely. 8 damage.
8 damage is pretty good.
Considering we're all 2-6.
Yes!
Go Steve!
Busting the pawn of maximum damage! And then a little bit less.
Yes.
You hit them as hard as you could, then thought better of it.
You pulled your blows, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you pulled your blows.
Yeah.
But give them
that. Why won't you die?
You're backing off.
Yes. Strategically.
Strategically.
And then it's M3.
Right, can it charge you from there?
No.
Oh, because it's not a straight line.
Ha. It depends whether the rubble makes a difference.
It doesn't make
if it gives them concealment.
It doesn't make a difference to movement. The only things I've got is concealment and cover. Because they're hiding more than anything. These ones at this end don't get it, it's only because they're in the little thing.
Okay.
Yeah? They're in the little fort. These ones were just hiding. So they're sort of rubble at the back. They're going to have a go at you then. Technically, he could howl at you again, but that didn't do. Did you think I'll shake in action? How does that work?
It's minus one for everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow, this is good. Plus two for charging, it's going to need it. 9.
Woohoo!
Goes to bite you. God, it's crap.
That's what we like.
Woof, 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 woof.
And then we're back up to M2.
M2 again. Ooh, he's running out of options now. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Too many people asleep is the problem. Too many are sleeping people. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, Goldie's not very good, is he? Ooh, we've got the root. Let's try that. Oh, free action to move the floating sphere, isn't it?
Move action.
Is it move action? You can still cast without that, though, can't I?
Yes.
And they move the flaming sphere onto Groot.
Reflex save.
Reflex save from the Hulk.
No.
Oh dear.
12!
Oh!
He's down.
Minus one. He's down.
He has other options now then.
Oh my lord, the fighter is down.
I'm behind a rather large rock, did I forget to tell you that?
Hey, but you'll get cover if you want to use it. Well, not because you'll get some concealment.
I will, I'm going
to
use it.
I'm preparing another spell to come online. My last spell of the day.
What is your last spell of the day?
It is colour spray.
Wow, that's a big cool spell. You hear some spell casting occurring from the corner.
I don't know what it is.
He thinks they're singing.
I have listened, so he's long enough to listen.
Yes.
Okay, wizard goes. I think that's 16.
And you don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Negatives are just listening. Unfortunately.
Good idea.
But yeah, you're close enough. Give me a will save, please, dear.
Oh dear, when you have to do something bad to me.
Just roll d20 and add your will.
Oh, that'd be nothing
because it was such a long spell.
What? Flaming Sphere?
Again.
It's three rounds, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll last, was it one round per level?
Steve, yeah. Look at my willpower roll.
What? What?
Carry on.
What's a long spell? Tell me. I may be screwing
you. Range on that.
What?
I didn't think it was very long.
What's not? That's not Colour Spray, I'm casting Colour Sphere. Sorry, it's going on. It's just closing it. And she's just filled her will. You are frightened.
I'm fucking terrified.
You can get minus D for everything and you have to flee.
Yes, I will be fleeing right now.
From your object.
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
Right, next.
Garut. Stabilize these.
Good.
Let me roll.
What do I need?
D10 or D20. You need 10%.
7.
Oh, hard luck.
Oh, God, this is a mess. Failing.
Balazar is going to bring Colour Spray online. Well, unfortunately, Colour Spray has a range of only 15 feet.
Which would mean Balazar would actually have to walk into combat, God forbid.
No, it means I can go to the door and then hit nasty pointy guys. What about these? This one's in 15 feet, or that one's in 15 feet.
Yeah, bearing in mind, I'm in the way.
Yeah, but you're not in the way of that. You're not in the way of on the back,
though. You'd have to go
there. I'll let you hit them both from there.
Yeah, I'll go.
Sort of peek around the side. Go on then.
Colour spray. A vivid cone of clashing colours springs forth from the wizard's hand.
Very good. Will. 10. Oh, yep. And,
why did I get my only one of the games?
16. The dog thing saved, believe it or not. Has a better will than the kobold. Is he unconscious? Oh, that's the first level effect, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unconsciousness?
Unconscious, blind, and...
Oh my goodness!
Unconscious, 2 hit dice, 3 or 4 hit dice, blinded, 5 stunned.
Bunk.
Running away.
You are, you run.
Running away.
You're running off.
Running out the door.
You flee. You don't have to run too far, do you? As long as the spell is...
Just
as long as he's not anywhere near him.
Yeah. I'm out of first level spells now, guys. I'm down to cantrips.
Days!
Days!
Read your magic!
M1.
M1?
Yeah.
Back again?
M1.
Oh, doggy.
Is it the doggy?
No, we're back to the top of
M3.
M3.
M2's the top.
It's the doggy.
This one.
Oh, it's him. He's got nothing to attack except for Groot. He's going to stay where he is, duck down behind the wall.
Right. And then we're on to me. Mm-hmm. I will slap this thing.
Go on, have a go. Get it.
No.
No?
I'm sure there was a six.
No, it hasn't, surprisingly.
And then I don't do anything.
You're backing away so it attacks the wizard.
No.
But why?
Can't see the wizard, he's on 1 hit point. 1 hit point wizard.
Very good.
Looks very...
What are we doing?
Yes, he looks very ill now.
He's very ill.
The dog thing.
And I have another standard action. It's going to try and rip its skin back again and do the whole scary
little
smack. Yeah, go on then.
Come on, that's more like
yay,
it.
12.
Oh, forget you get negatives. Can't you
stand
rush
there say. You missed.
Can't you just rush over and heal the...
Will serve stove.
Oh, bugger.
Actually, yeah, it can attack stove. Go on.
Sorry?
Actually, no, you cold spread. It's having it at you. Does it need to do it at you? It can do it at anybody it likes, can't it?
Yeah.
Do it at him.
We'll save then.
Okay, we'll save.
We'll save. I'm going to go with the wizard Balazar. Is, big number, 13.
That's dead on what you need.
Woo! Take that, you doggy!
And he gets 14.
Well, which is will serve 13 for partial.
Yeah, but he gets 14.
Oh, you're shaken.
Okay,
did
I? Oh, no. Why? I thought I had 13.
Yeah, but
that's
different.
Yeah, but you've
got
plus
one.
Alright, okay, 14. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you're
still shaken. Minus one
of
everything.
Okay.
Who's next?
We're back up to M2.
Wizzy Woo.
Yeah.
Ooh, Wizzy Woo.
Oh, boy.
He has options.
But not Crystal Hemisphere.
No. What? Why?
Too far out of range for anybody else.
You could just sit burning skin to death, but it's not good. I'm not that mean.
You fall underneath it.
He moves it off Finn's body.
To anywhere in particular?
He just rolls it away over at this side one.
How far is
it? It's like a big, fiery, spongy
ball. Oh, he moves it.
He can move it here.
That would be me. He just rolls. He rolls it towards you menacingly, but leaves it just before the door.
Theatrically.
Yes, a theatric rolling.
He leaves a screech
spells, actually. He's not crap.
No kidding.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Damn these monsters, they're hurting us!
Yeah.
Was that a cakewalk?
He's just gonna hold his action. He shouts out to you in Draconic.
Draconic? Ooh.
That anyone?
Yeah, I've got Draconic.
Take your friend and leave! Leave us!
We're shafted, aren't we?
No, I 1 hit point wizard will save the day!
Maybe not.
Take your friend or we will kill you all!
They probably could, it's not really
strategically.
Down to Garud.
No.
Bugger.
Balazar?
Balazar is relaying what the scratchy voiced wizardy thing probably said. We can go and leave if we just go away and take the big half-orc with us.
They're strong enough to drag 260 pounds to the half-orc.
I think they'll manage.
Actually, the wizard dwarf might be strong enough to drag it.
Yeah. I can lift you off the ground if you're less than 300 pounds.
And one.
He's not standing back.
You're less than 750 pounds, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can drag you backwards.
Okay, let's retreat.
And go to him. And go, 1 minute.
You're healing. Heal the half orc.
Why?
Then kill them!
1 hit point.
Yeah. You're healing in 1 hit. Oh, you only got 2 minor wounds.
Yeah. That stabilises
him. He's stabilised.
At -2.
We love it.
We're getting beat up bad here, guys. I'm out of spells. I'm not a
counter. Did we win?
Yeah.
Did we win?
Do you technically defeat this encounter if you run from it?
No.
This is a horrible one, it actually says. This is a horrible encounter. Drag him out.
Yeah.
And where would you like to kick him?
Let's go back to that nice room with the bed.
Back to that we've rested there before.
Well, I think we'll go back to the place of the ogre.
Yeah, and say, look, you're our friend. We've been beaten up by these
yeah.
guys.
You're going back to Bragdor's room.
Yeah, back to Bragdor's room.
You go and rest in Bragdor's room.
Yeah.
We say, Bragdor!
We've found things for you to hit.
Bragdor doesn't leave that room, unfortunately.
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to call it quits there at resting time?
Yeah,
I think that's a good point.
Damn! We're all losing here, guys.
just for your information, that's room 69.
Room 69.
Well, we haven't done all the 69.
You haven't killed anybody in that room yet, have you?
No.
They're all sleeping or dazed.
We have to go back in and do it again.
They're all alive. No.
It's fine, they don't have a cleric.
No. They're just asleep.
Some of
them are injured. I've got their injuries here.
Oh, I did him a whole 8 points of damage.
Did indeed. He was the big one, unfortunately. Okay.
Was it critical?
Let's, I'll do your XP.
What happens? Does the room reset?
No, I'll keep the hit. I'll keep what wounds you've done to it, and I'll give them the standard resting hit points back.
Right.
So if you rest a day, they'll get a day's worth back. Which is fair. Unless they have magical items with which they can do things. Which they may have, if you don't know about.
Yeah.
So, no.
Oh, that's tough.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
So, I'll do your XP. You fought two fiendish dire rats at 2/3 XP each, which gives you 200, I believe.
For each one,
No, 2/3 total, sorry, 1/3 each. You fought two fiendish dire mantles for a total of experience rank 2, which is 600.
Yeah,
and Bragdor the Ogre was challenge rank 3 encounter.
Yeah.
With 900. Which gives you a grand total of, unfortunately, a mere 1,700, which divided by 4 is
a little over 400.
Yeah, 425. So not such a big haul this time. But you did lots of chatting and stuff, which is good.
1,500.
Is that what you're on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're on 1,500. That's not so bad. You're almost level 3.
I'm doing it for 3,000.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
1,500. There you go. That encounter level for that last encounter is an encounter level 5 room.
Whoa.
It's pretty harsh stuff. But now you're going back into it aware.
Yeah.
Or you may choose to deal with it in a different fashion. The choice is yours.
Well, we could find... Is that... We only found one entrance into that room.
We only saw one entrance into that room. Yes, you did.
Oh, what to do? What to do? I have to think about that one.
See, so you're in Bragdor's room.
Next time we get the sleep spell and a heavy cross.
Oh, this is for room A69.
Sleep spell and a heavy crossbow bolt.
That is harsh.
With a sleep on the end of it.
On top of everything else, concealment and cover are really harsh. Because if you're firing at them, they're getting concealment and cover.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're standing over their wall, they're only getting they're getting nothing. So you were doing well because you were actually hitting them over the wall, but everybody else had fire and things at them, so they would cover everything that's coming to effect. What I'll do now is I'll put your second level characters up as the second level stat blocks on the website.
Okay.
And I'll start putting up the recordings and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is all good. All good, all good, all good. Enjoy that.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
It's not a bad one.
It's actually it's not too bad playing here, actually, is it? It's quite
good. No, it's pretty good. It's not bad at all.
It's got the length of the table and stuff.
I'm going to have that recorded up in the sky. A high-tech dangling recording device.
Yeah, it's like a professional mic, isn't it?
Switched on.
Yeah.
No.
That would be really interesting if I bought me there. How long did we get?
Oh, we've got just over 2 hours, 12 minutes.
That's not so bad.
Must not hit the erase button, no.
Don't hit the erase.